May my life be full of gratitude. May it be shown in my attitude, by the way that I act and with any and all contacts. Let my appreciation show, expressing it quickly, not too slow, for those who have helped me along, even when I was stubborn and wrong. May the kindness that was shown to me be kindness that I return so easy. May I always lend a hand to a child, woman or man. You see, a life of gratitude is one that makes you appreciate all that is done. You count your blessings every day, from the time you are young until you are gray. These are the lines that I just read from the beautiful poem, A Life Full of Gratitude, written by Catherine Pulsifier. And exactly this is what I wish to continue for the rest of my life. It's the third day of the new year, and wishing all of you a very, very happy and healthy new year. As we embark on this new chapter in our lives in this new year, I wish to express my deepest gratitude towards all the people who have been a part of my life in any way. Today, I would like to take this opportunity to share that since childhood, my grandmother and mother had always taught all the children in the family to be grateful for anything and everything. And somehow, the idea has always been there in my subconscious. Though at times, I would question, why should I be thankful? What is there to be thankful about? And as they say, life is the biggest teacher. And I have learnt that I should be thankful even in the worst of the times, even when I feel helpless. So for past couple of years, I have been consciously practicing or saying, or I should say feeling, to be grateful for the tiniest of the things. And let me tell you, the results have been amazing. Through this episode, I would like to specially thank all the people who have been a part of the series Celebration of Indian Languages that I concluded in Bachpan Ke Pitare Se last year. I learned a lot from the series. With each episode, I acquired a new perspective. Never had I imagined, even in my wildest of dreams, that Bachpan Ke Pitare Se would receive so much of appreciation and so many artists, so many people would join me in this journey. They would collaborate with me. Even when they did not know me, they did not know about Bachpan Ke Pitare Se. I am seriously very, very thankful. The biggest lessons that I learnt were of humility and persistence. During my interactions with so many accomplished people, some of whom I have been a fan of and some of whom I met for the first time, I learnt that there was one thing common in all of them. They all were so humble, down to earth and so prompt to respond. And this is what makes all of them so great. There were many people with whom I interacted for the first time, and in spite of their busy schedule, they all agreed to be a part of the series. Although there were many other people who were to be a part of this first edition of Celebration of Indian Languages, but due to some or the other reason, those episodes could not be published. And I hope we would be able to publish those episodes in the second season of Celebration of Indian Languages. Each and every single interaction or interview in this series brought me back to one shloka. And I'm sure almost all of you must have heard this shloka somewhere or the other, at least once in their life. So the shloka is, Vidya dadati vinayam, vinayad yati patratam, patratvat dhanam apnoti, dhanat dharma tatah sukham. This means, Vidya, knowledge, vinay deti hai. That knowledge makes us humble. विनय से पात्रता आती है, ह्यूमिलिटी बिगेट्स वर्दीनेस, पात्रता से धन, वर्दीनेस क्रिएट्स वेल्थ एंड एनरिचमेंट, धन से धर्म, धर्म से सुख प्राप्त होता है. दैट मीन्स एनरिचमेंट लीड्स टू राइट कंडक्ट एंड राइट कंडक्ट ब्रिंग्स कंटेंटमेंट. एंड एज वी नो कंटेंटमेंट मीन्स अ स्टेट ऑफ हैप्पीनेस एंड सैटिस्फैक्शन. एंड डिफरेंट पीपल टेक डिफरेंट वेज टू रीच दिस प्लेस ऑफ हैप्पीनेस एंड कंटेंटमेंट. वी हैड लर्नड दिस श्लोका इन आवर स्कूल डेज इन संस्कृत क्लास, बट दोज डेज आई कुड नॉट अंडरस्टैंड द ट्रू मीनिंग ऑफ दिस श्लोका. बट माई इंटरैक्शंस taught me the true meaning of this shloka, and I so much agree that the true purpose of knowledge is to make you humble. And this is what is the reason behind the greatness of all the great people, all the leaders. They all are humble, they all are persistent, they all do a lot of research before they say anything. They all understand the importance of taking initiative, and they all are good listeners. And all these learnings restore my faith in storytelling. Storytelling can be done in any language, be it any language of the world. All the languages teach us to be compassionate, to be polite, and they definitely connect us to our roots. In the first episode of the series Bhartiya Bhashaon Ka Utsav, or as I call it as Celebration of Indian Languages, Swechha Peshad brought out the story of Shah Jahanabad, gave important insights about old Delhi, and brought back the story of Naseem Mirza Changezi, the activist of our freedom fighting struggle. The second episode was by Devjani Bhaduri, who brought about the story of Gopal Bhar, who is very similar to Birbal and Tenali Rama. Lavanya Prasad brought about the story of Rani Velu Nachiyar, who was the first female freedom fighter of India. Shilpa Mehta brought about the folktale of Rajasthan, Zamindar or Brahma Rakshak, which highlighted the importance of presence of mind. Kapil Pandey's Nahargarh made us think, rethink on the basics of our awareness of our human nature. And Lopamudra Mohanty ma'am, through her Odia story, Lau Dhuduki, it made me realize that the stories travel through all the languages. The basis of the characters remain the same. Only the names, the situations, and the languages change. And she also taught the importance of being a responsible storyteller. In her episode, the Malayalam folktale, Nina Girish brought about the secret of elephant's trunk, how the frog and the crocodile got their muddy green color. Then came a Sanskrit episode by Padma Jairam ma'am, Ahimsa Sarvottam Niti, which was so beautifully narrated. She also spoke about the importance of Sanskrit language, which needs to be revived in the present times. Then there was the episode in Konkani by Shraddha Nigwekar, who told the fact or the story behind, the backstory behind the one tooth of the elephant god Ganesha. Kotaya and his chappals was another beautiful story narrated by Sita ma'am in Telugu. And this story, I think, highlighted the basic fact of life. How one decision leads to the other, the cause and effect of life. How one choice or one decision in our life leads to another destination, and then the whole cycle of life goes on and on. Then there was this beautiful story written by Ismat Chugtai, Soot Ka Resham. This brought back a lot of memories from early childhood days. When we are young, when we are small children, how we get influenced by small little things. How can we make fool of each other, right? The innocence and the love of a brother and sister relationship. Then there was the episode in Rajasthani language by Neeta Joshi, The Untold Stories of Rajasthan, where she highlighted the reasons behind celebrating a particular festival or eating a particular food. So India is such a huge country with so many diverse cultures. And as we know, it's like every day we are celebrating one or the other festival. And there is a scientific basis to each and every single festival that we celebrate in India. In olden days, the discourses of Ramayana were used to teach how to conduct life, how to live life beautifully and meaningfully. And this was highlighted so beautifully by Sri Karuna by her beautiful narration in Telugu of the story Sita Rama Bhyam Namaha. Then there was an Assamese tale by Anjan Goswami. The tale was Sompabuti, which was, I think, was a reflection of the basic human nature. The jealousy, the anger, the love, how love wins over evil. Yeah. And then Alvin Ansa beautifully narrated The Boon of Child in Tamil. Sharda Sampath Kumar brought about the story of Chakannachari, the great sculptor from Karnataka. And then there was a nice interesting episode about Indore, my hometown. This whole story was weaved by Amit Bhatt and he beautifully encompassed the essence of Indore, the Malvi dialect and the typical Indori dialect which is commonly used by all the locals living there. And I could find it apt to conclude the series by narrating a couple of poems or short stories in Sindhi, my mother tongue. And those were beautifully narrated by my niece and nephew. And I think that was the whole essence, the whole idea of creating this series, to identify the beauty and the richness of our culture and the various languages and how important it is to speak our native languages and promote them. Though I have created this episode in English, I wanted to highlight the basic fact that we should promote, embrace our native languages. And as most of the people have started understanding and speaking in English, I thought it would be better to create more awareness. And I think that's all for this episode. Again, a very big thank you to each and every single person who has been a part of my life, who has been a part of my journey in Bachpan Ke Pitare Se. Thank you so much. Take very good care of yourselves. Apna khub khub dhyan rakhein, khush rahein, mast rahein, swasth rahein. Ye naya saal aap sabhi ke liye shubh ho. I hope this new year brings all the happiness and health that you desire of. Signing off, this is Deepa from Bachpan Ke Pitare Se. Thank you. Have a good day.